ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I'm reading text 16 from chapter 1 of canto 5.
Take 2.
Even if one is liberated, he nevertheless accepts the body he has received according to his past karma. Without misconceptions, however, he regards his enjoyment and suffering due to that karma the way an awakened person regards a dream he had while sleeping. He thus remains steadfast and never works to achieve another material body under the influence of the three modes of material nature. Purport. The difference between a liberated, listen up. The difference between a liberated and a conditioned soul is that the conditioned soul is under the concept of bodily life, whereas a liberated person knows that he is not the body, but a spirit, different from the body. Priyavrata might have thought that although a conditioned soul is forced to act according to the laws of nature, why should he, who was far advanced in spiritual understanding, accept the same kind of bondage and impediments to spiritual advancement? To answer this doubt, Lord Brahma informed him that even those who are liberated do not resent accepting in the present body the result of their past activities. While sleeping, one dreams many unreal things, but when he awakens, he disregards them and makes progress in factual life. Similarly, a liberated person, one who has completely understood that he is not the body, but a spirit soul, disregards past activities performed in ignorance and performs his present activities in such a way that they produce no reactions. This is described in Bhagavad Gita. Yagyartat kamanonyatra lokoyam kamabandhanaha. If one performs activities for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality, the Yajna Purusha, his work does not produce reactions. Whereas karmis, who act for themselves, are bound by the reactions of their work. A liberated person, therefore, does not think about whatever he has ignorantly done in the past. Instead, he acts in such a way that he will not produce another body by fruitive activities. As clearly mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, mam cha yogya bicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati jaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Regardless of what we have done in our past lives, if we engage ourselves in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord in this life, we will always be situated in the Brahma-Bhuta, liberated state, free from reactions, and will not be obliged to accept another material body. Chaktva puna janma naitimam eti so arjuna. Chaktva deham punar janma naitimam eti so arjuna. After giving up the body, one who has acted in that way does not accept another material body, but instead goes back home, back to Godhead. Text 17. Even if he goes from forest to forest, one who is not self-controlled must always fear material bondage because he is living with 6 co-wives, the mind and knowledge-acquiring senses. Even householder life, however, cannot harm a self-satisfied, learned man who has conquered his senses. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakura sung, Grihe va vaneti thake ha goranga balidake. Whether one is situated in the forest or at home, if he is engaged in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya, he is a liberated person. Here this is also repeated. for one who has not controlled the senses, going to the forest to become a so-called yogi is meaningless. I'll read that again because there was a cough. Here this is also repeated. For one who has not controlled his senses, going to the forest to become a so-called yogi is meaningless. Because his uncontrolled mind and senses are going with him, he cannot achieve anything, even by giving up household life and staying in the forest. Formerly, many mercantile men from the upcountry of India used to go to Bengal, and thus there is a familiar saying, if you go to Bengal, your fortune will go with you. Our first concern, therefore, should be to control the senses. And since the senses cannot be controlled unless engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, our most important duty is to engage the senses in devotional service. In Spain, they have a saying. They go like this. Wherever you go, you take your forehead with you. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. Bhakti means engagement of the purified senses in the service of the Lord. Herein, Lord Brahma indicates that instead of going to the forest with uncontrolled senses, it is better and more secure to engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Even household life can do no harm to a self-controlled person acting in this way. If it cannot force him into material bondage. Srila Rupa Goswami has further enunciated this position. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira nikilasapyabastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. Regardless of one's circumstances, if one fully engages his activities, mind, and words in the devotional service of the Lord, he should be understood to be a liberated person. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a responsible officer and a householder, yet his service to the cause of expanding the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unique. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Durdantendriya Kala Sarpa Padali Proktata Dang Strayate. The sense organs are certainly our greatest enemies, and they are therefore compared to venomous serpents. However, if a venomous serpent is bereft of his poisonous fangs, it is no longer fearful. Similarly, if the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no need to fear their activities. The devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement move within this material world, but because their senses are fully engaged in the service of the Lord, they are always aloof from the material world. They are always living in the transcendental position. Text 18, confirmed. One who is situated in household life and who systematically conquers his mind and five sense organs is like a king in his fortress who conquers his powerful enemies. After one has been trained in household life and his lusty desires have decreased, he can move anywhere without danger. Purport. The Vedic system of four varnas and four ashramas is very scientific, and its entire purpose is to enable one to control the senses. Before entering household life, grihastha ashram, a student is fully trained to become jitendriya, a conqueror of the senses. Such a mature student is allowed to become a householder, and because he was first trained in conquering his senses, he retires from household life and becomes vanaprastha as soon as the strong waves of youthful life are past, and he reaches the verge of old age at 50 years or slightly more. Then, after being further trained, he accepts sannyas. He is then a fully learned and renounced person who can move anywhere and everywhere without fear of being captivated by material desires. The senses are considered very powerful enemies. As a king in a strong fortress can conquer powerful enemies, so a householder in grihastha ashram household life, can conquer these lusty desires of youth and be very secure when he takes vanaprastha and sannyas. Text 19. Lord Brahma continued, "My dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening of the lotus. My dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening and the lotus of the feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus conquer the six sense organs, the mind and knowledge acquiring senses. Accept material enjoyment, because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from material association and be able to carry out the Lord's orders in your constitutional position." Purport. There are three kinds of men within this material world. Those who are trying to enjoy the senses to the utmost are called karmis. Above them are the jnanis, who try to conquer the urges of the senses. And above them are the yogis, who have already conquered the senses. None of them, however, are situated in a transcendental position. Only devotees who belong to none of the above-mentioned groups are transcendental. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, "Mam cha yo vyabhicharina bhakti yogina sevate sagunan samati jayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate." One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Lord Brahma herein advises Priyavrata to remain transcendental in the fortress, not of family life, but of the lotus feet of the Lord, Abhija na Bhyangri Saroja. When a bumblebee enters the opening of a lotus flower and drinks its honey, it is fully protected by the petals of the lotus. The bee is undisturbed by sunshine and other external influences. Similarly, one who always seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead is protected from all dangers. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, "Sama shita ye padapalava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho mararehe bhavam bhulir vatsa padam 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 yad vivadam natesham." For one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, everything becomes easier. Indeed, even crossing the great ocean of nations, Bhavam Buddhi, is exactly like crossing the hoof print created by a calf, Vatsapadam. For such a devotee, there is no question of remaining in a place where every step is dangerous. Our actual duty is to carry out the Supreme Lord of the Supreme Order of the Personality of Godhead. If we are fixed in our determination to carry out the Supreme Order of the Lord, we are always secure, regardless of where we are situated, whether in hell or in heaven. Herein the words prakritim bhajasva are very significant. Prakritim refers to one's constitutional position. Every living entity has the constitutional position of being an eternal servant of God. Therefore, Lord Brahma advised Priyavrata, be situated in your original position as an eternal servant of the Lord. If you carry out his orders, you will never fall, even in the midst of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment achieved by dint of one's fruitive activities differs from material enjoyment given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee sometimes appears to be in a very opulent position, but he accepts that position to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee is never affected by material influences. The devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are preaching all over the world in accordance with the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have to meet many karmis, but by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are unaffected by material influences. He has blessed them, as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
kabuna mani beto maravishaya taranga punarpi yetaya pami mora sangha.
A sincere devotee who engages in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his cult all over the world will never be affected by vishaya taranga, material influences. On the contrary, in due course of time, he will return to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will thus have perpetual association with him. Text 20. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, after thus being fully instructed by Lord Brahma, who is the spiritual master of the three worlds, Priyavrata, his own position being inferior, offered obeisances, accepted the order, and carried it out with great respect. Purport. Sri Priyavrata was the grandson of Lord Brahma. Therefore, according to social etiquette, his position was inferior. It is the duty of the inferior to carry out the order of the superior with great respect. Priyavrata therefore immediately said, yes, sir, I shall carry out your order. Priyavrata is described as a Mahabhagavata, a great devotee. The duty of a great devotee is to carry out the order of the spiritual master, or the spiritual master of the spiritual master, in the parampara system. As described in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam, one has to receive the instructions of the Supreme Lord through the disciplic chain of spiritual masters. A devotee of the Lord always considers himself a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord.
Reflections. Yes, Maharaj.
This idea that one should carry out the order of superior, even if one's an advanced devotee, was exhibited or demonstrated very clearly when Vidura met Maitreya, because when Krishna instructed Uddhava just before he was leaving his body, Maitreya happened to just come by and he heard all the things that Krishna said to Uddhava. Even though he was giving instruction to Uddhava, Krishna was, to spread to the world, basically, from Bhadragasha. And then when Vidura met Maitreya, when Vidura then met Uddhava, because Vidura was going on pilgrimage, and he didn't know the details of what happened at Kurukshetra and at Prabhas Kshetra. So Vidura naturally inquired from Uddhava, how are my relatives doing? How is Krishna? How are the Yadus? How are the so many friends and relatives? And after Uddhava went into trance and remembered all the pastimes of the Lord in those two very, very famous chapters, the third canto, then Vidura asked Uddhava to be a spiritual master. But Uddhava was young enough to be the son of Maitreya, or maybe even younger than that, maybe. But because Maitreya had been there when Uddhava heard from Krishna, Uddhava said, no, you have to take instruction from a superior person, someone older, even though Uddhava was more advanced. He was more advanced, but because he was older, it was more natural, and therefore Vidura went to Maitreya, and Maitreya is delivering the Bhagavatam. Mm.
Uddhava, who was a constant companion of Lord Krishna and formerly a great student of Brihaspati's, Vidura then asked him for news of the family of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is 3.125. Vidura was older than Uddhava. like a father, and therefore when the two met, Uddhava bowed down before Vidura, and Vidura embraced him because Uddhava was younger, like a son. Vidura's brother, Pandu, was Lord Krishna's uncle, and Uddhava was a cousin to Lord Krishna. According to social custom, therefore, Vidura was to be respected by Uddhava on the level of his father. Uddhava was a great scholar in logic, and he was known to be the son or disciple of Brihaspati, the greatly learned priest and spiritual master of the demigods. Vidura asked Uddhava about the welfare of his relatives, although he already knew that they were no longer in the world. This inquiry appears to be very queer, but Srila Jiva Goswami states that the news was shocking to Vidura, who therefore inquired again due to great curiosity. Thus, his inquiry was psychological and not practical. I've always appreciated that section because what it shows is that devotees are shocked by the incidents that happen in the material world. And that it's not that pure devotees on this level are not affected by the comings and goings of the of their family members and so forth, but they become shocked. But there's a different way they process it. They process it within the framework of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I've always appreciated this guhyam akyati prichiti, the exchange between Vidura and Uddhava, because he's unburdening himself, you know, to somebody who's so advanced and saying, you know, like, let's talk about it again and, like, what happened here, you know.
Yes.
That's a very profound section. Imho. Any other reflections? Yes, Sridhar.
He's reading this section.
This is what you're reading, the Vidura section? Really? No coincidences. Must be a large arrangement, right, Sridhar? Okay. I think so. Yes?
Just a reflection. In the 19th text, Maharaja has mentioned Prabhupada in the properties. Material enjoyment achieved by the means of one's full activity differs from material enjoyment given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to a devotee. So I was just thinking and appreciating that how, you know, they're seemingly the same thing, but being so different for a materialistic person and for a devotee. Now, speaking of Narottam Das Thakur, who came from such a princely family, although he initially left home, but later on he came back to his village, how you know, the whole family sort of took part in all the festivities and all the Lakshmi had come from, you know, the family of Narottam Das Thakur. So it's quite beautiful in the sense that how devotee uses the Lakshmi and how wonderful arrangements were made where all the people from Kesari and all the places were coming and all arrangements were made through the family. Brother of Narottam Das Thakur were sponsored and everything. So it's quite amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice point. Any last point? Yes, Nando.
I like this story of I forget exactly what was said, but that we have to be led along by a blind person being led by another person who can see.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, Madhavananda Prabhu makes that point a lot, that in the lectures that he gave at ISB, he says that we hear, like, that seer and the seen kind of thing. Like, the Gurudev is the seer and I'm the seen.
Yeah.
And that I can't actually see anything, I can't actually understand anything, but that my spiritual master can see and that he's leading me. And it kind of came out in this last purport that, you know, we're hearing the instructions of the spiritual master, and then that's the way that we go back, because we can't really understand what's going on and we can't perceive things properly.
Yeah. And there was a line there about the parampara, where Prabhupada writes, the duty of a great devotee is to carry out the order of the spiritual master, or the spiritual master of the spiritual master, in the parampara.
Interesting.
The spiritual master, or the spiritual master of the spiritual master in parampara. Prabhupada always supported parampara and gave this idea about how it's contiguous, and that it's like electrical energy being passed through a wire from one to the next. Okay, 21. Lord Brahma was then worshipped by Manu, who respectfully satisfied him as well as he could. Priyavrata and Narada also looked upon Brahma with no tinges of resentment. Having engaged Priyavrata in accepting his father's request, Lord Brahma returned to his abode, Satyaloka, which is indescribable by the endeavor of mundane mind and words. Purport. Manu was certainly very satisfied that Lord Brahma had persuaded his son Priyavrata to take the responsibility for ruling the world. Priyavrata and Narada were also very satisfied, although Brahma had forced Priyavrata to accept the management of worldly affairs, thus breaking his vow to remain brahmachari and completely engaged in the devotional service. Narada and Priyavrata did not look upon Brahma with resentment. Narada was not at all sorry that he had been frustrated in making Priyavrata a disciple. Both Priyavrata and Narada were exalted personalities who knew how to respect Lord Brahma. Therefore, instead of looking upon Brahma with resentment, they very feelingly offered him their respect. Lord Brahma then returned to his celestial abode, known as Satyaloka, which is described here as being impeccable and being unapproachable by words. I just want to insert something here about the importance of authority and how when something is received through the authoritative chain in devotional service, it becomes a sacred process. And therefore, when a godbrother or you know an associate in the Krishna conscious movement is given a particular service to do by the superior authority, we should be very careful to respect that. Even if we think we can do a better job somehow or other, we still have to be honor the fact that it was received from the authority. It is stated in this verse that Lord Brahma returned to his residence, which is as important as his own personality. Lord Brahma is the creator of this universe and the most exalted personality within it. His lifetime is described in Bhagavad Gita 8:17. Sahasra yuga pariyantam arhat yad brahmano vidu. The total duration of the four yugas is 4,300,000 years. And when that is multiplied 1,000 times, it equals 12 hours in the life of Brahma. Therefore, we cannot factually comprehend even 12 hours of Brahma's life, to say nothing of the 100 years that constitute his entire lifetime. How then can we understand his abode? The Vedic literatures describe that in Satyaloka there is no birth, death, old age, or disease. In other words, since Satyaloka is situated next to Brahmaloka, or the Brahman effulgence, it is almost as good as Vaikuntha Loka. Lord Brahma's abode is practically indescribable from our present status. Therefore, it has been described as avan manasagochara, or beyond the description of our words and the imagination of our minds. The Vedic literatures thus describe the abode of Lord Brahma. Yadvai paradhyam tud aparamishtyam na yatra shoko na jara na mrityur nartir na chodvegaha. In Satyaloka, which is situated many millions and billions of years away, there is no lamentation, nor is there old age, death, anxiety, or the influence of enemies. 22. Swayambhuva Manu, with the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narada, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous, poisonous ocean of material desires. And that ends today's reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The schedule, so everybody knows, open to be amended by an act of Congress, is breakfast at 9 a.m., first reading at 10:45, goes to 1:30, lunch is at 2 p.m., second reading is 3:30 to 6:15, Any objections? The eyes have it. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Manshakalpadvisha kripasanvevichapatitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namaha nadakodi vaishnavidhi jai.
Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey! Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.